From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The family of singer Michael Jackson has arrived at a cemetery in Hollywood, California. This is the first step in today's memorial services honoring the late entertainer. A huge public memorial is scheduled for later today at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, where NPR's Carrie Kahn has been talking with mourners.
It's a very jubilant crowd. Most people are very excited to have been one of the lucky ones to get a ticket and a wristband and to get in. But then people remember that it's a memorial and say they're sad, but they're just trying to be celebratory and remember Michael Jackson's life and his career. A lot of people I've talked to had a personal connection with him. I've met dancers. I've met choreographers. I've met wardrobe assistants, somebody that knew him or worked with him through his long career. I've met people from Gary, Indiana, that knew him when they were children. People are here from all over and have all sorts of connections to Michael Jackson.
NPR's Carrie Kahn at the Jackson Memorial Service in Los Angeles. L.A. police have set up a security perimeter around the stadium. They're urging people to stay home and watch the ceremony on television. President Obama continues his high-profile trip in Russia. He says it is up to ordinary Russian citizens, as well as the government, to improve relations with the United States. NPR Scott Horsley is traveling with the president and prepared this report.
President Obama told graduates of the new economic school in Moscow the U.S. and Russia should be partners rather than competitors. He said old Cold War fault lines are no longer appropriate in the face of 21st century challenges such as terrorism and global warming.
It's hard to change habits that have been ingrained in our governments and our bureaucracies for decades. But I believe that on the fundamental issues that will shape this century, Americans and Russians share common interests that form a basis for cooperation.
Mr. Obama is spending much of the day talking with students, business people, and non-governmental organizations. His meeting yesterday with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev produced a tentative agreement on nuclear arms control. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Moscow.
Huge crowds of ethnic Han Chinese are in the streets of Urumqi. They're confronting groups of Chinese Muslim Uyghurs who have attacked people in the capital of the Chinese province, Xinjiang. It's believed that at least 156 people have been killed in the unrest. The ousted president of Honduras will meet Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today at the State Department. Ousted President Manuel Zelaya was thrown out of his country more than a week ago by soldiers. Troops have since prevented him from coming back. The Obama administration says, despite the fact Zelaya opposed many U.S. policies, he must be returned to power. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 91 points at 8,223. The Nasdaq is down 22 points at 1,764. This is NPR. The American Bar Association says President Obama's nominee for the Supreme Court is well qualified. An ABA panel reviewed the record of Judge Sonia Sotomayor. Panelists unanimously agreed on their report. The Senate Judiciary Committee opens hearings on Sotomayor's nomination next week. If she's confirmed by the Senate, she would succeed Justice David Souter, who is retiring. South Carolina's Republican Party has formally censured the state's GOP governor, Mark Sanford. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Scott Graff reports.
Sanford, who just a few weeks ago was considered a possible Republican presidential candidate in 2012, has heard a number of his party mates call for his resignation following his recent announcement that he'd been having an affair. Republican leaders from around South Carolina met over the phone for more than 3 hours last night. Their options range from taking no formal action to asking the governor to leave office. What they chose was something in the middle, a public reprimand that shows the party doesn't condone Sanford's affair, but doesn't suggest he resign either. Instead, the head of South Carolina's GOP, Karen Floyd, says it's time to move on from this scandal. Sanford followed last night's censure with a statement saying he appreciates his party's position and that he plans on staying in office for the final year and a half of his term. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte, North Carolina.
An appeals court in Germany has ruled an accused Nazi is fit to stand trial. Heinrich Bohrer is accused of murdering 3 Dutch civilians in an execution during World War II. He is also accused of helping Nazis kill civilians in retaliatory attacks. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.